Good evening, Resilience family. Thank you and welcome to another episode of Resilience with Dawn Olivia. I hope you guys had a blessed week. I hope you found some light in your week and some peace. We just had Thanksgiving, so I hope it was very wholesome for you guys. I hope it was comforting despite whatever is happening in your world. So today, guys, I am excited. I had a privilege to go to a banquet to celebrate this great, I don't even know what to call them, company, ministry. They're all that in one. But they're out here helping folks that need help. I went to a banquet with Team Challenge. And it was just amazing. It was just breathtaking to see what they're doing out here, helping people. So today I am honored to have Tom Simonson. Did I say that right? Was it
Simonson? You did say that correctly, Tom Simonson.
Awesome. Look, I forgot to ask him how to pronounce his name. You know, we're supposed to do that before we start, y'all. But you know how I do it on Resilience. I'm not rewinding. We moving forward. but I'm honored to have Tom here. I'm honored to have you here, Tom. Thank you for putting some time aside to talk with me about Team Challenge, to let people know you all are out here and what you guys are doing. It's exciting. It's just exciting to me. So before we begin with your story about Team Challenge, tell me your meaning, what you think resilience means to you.
Resilience? Oh, you caught me off guard there, did you? to me, resilience, it seems to be a power word that just means giving it your all.
Yeah.
And taking as far as the best that you have and giving the best that you have to give.
Yes. Awesome. That is part of resilience. I agree. That bounce back. And like you're saying, giving it your best. So tell us a little bit about you, Tom, and then let's dive in and talk about Team Challenge.
Well, I've been a star with Team Challenge. I came in the program in 2005. Mm-hmm. And it was after, as far as years, I started... Unfortunately, I'm from the Midwest, from Iowa. That's not the unfortunate part, but I had dived into as far as the drugs.
Okay.
And this would be going back into the early 70s.
Wow.
And a lot of it for me was I was molested as a child, not by any family members or anything, by an outside source. And I shared that with nobody. I carried that inside of me for years. And up until I was 18, it was just playing around with the dope and stuff. And by the time I was 18, I had a full-fledged addiction. At that time, it was a lot of hallucinates and things. Mm-hmm. And I also had, as far as addiction, to pornography. And that lasted into the 80s.
Wow.
Into my marriage, it lasted. And It was in the 90s. I started talking about it a little bit. It was methamphetamines at that time. Mm-hmm. I lived a double standard life. I was living one way with my family and living outside the other way with the addiction. And then in around 2000, around when the 9/11 happened, I lost my father.
Oh, wow.
My father and I were never really close. Unfortunately, I could say my father never said he loved me. Now, that's not the reason that, you know, for any excuse or anything, but I always carried that around with me.
Totally.
And
yeah.
I was always looking for acceptance.
Mm.
Acceptance from man. Didn't know God. I knew there was a God. I knew there was a Jesus type Christmas. But I didn't know the relationship of who God was.
Right.
And I found myself in 2002 homeless. And good friend of mine, back in Colorado Springs, where I was living at the time, had just came out of prison, and he had found the Lord.
Wow.
And he started sharing with me as far as this new life that he had. Started taking me to church. And here we are at this a church on Sunday when a young man from Teen Challenge got up and gave his testimony.
Wow.
And I heard that. At the time, I was 45, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. I wish I had that in my life. Yeah. And then the next speaker that same morning was Nikki Cruz, who is one of the graduates of the very first Teen Challenge.
Wow.
And I was like, who is this guy? And he had made a statement that there's someone here that wishes they could share how they're really feeling. Mm. And I just felt like he was talking to me. It wasn't, but oh my gosh, about 3 weeks later, I passed out from a drug addiction.
Wow.
I was up for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
I passed out the church's parking lot.
Wow.
That same church. Now, that's just something I didn't plan on.
Oh.
They come outside, they want to help me, and they introduced me to this program called Teen Challenge.
Wow.
Yeah. And so Teen Challenge became a part of my life. I got on a plane in February of 2005. They drove me up to the building where there's the Teen Challenge Induction Center right over there on 1515 West Grand.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're kidding me. This used to be a motel. They said, yeah, it got so bad with the drug overrun, overrun with drugs. I said, I used to get high in this motel.
Wow.
So God has taken something out of my life and made it completely new.
Wow.
And here I was. I came in at the program at 46 years of age. I wish I could tell you it was just a wonderful story of you know, night and day, but it's been a growing process for me.
Yeah.
Once the drugs stopped, I was able to start looking inside.
Yeah.
And starting to see what really was the issues there.
Right.
The tip of the iceberg was the drugs. Underneath was all the stuff that I was carrying around.
Yeah.
And I was the last guy on the planet that would think that I would stay. I was just waiting for that 13 to 15 months to quit.
Right.
Be done with it. Get my diploma and move on. And it never did happen. Lord just continued to work with me. I stayed here in the ministry. I've done public relations with them for years. I've been as far as, and still I'm part of the teaching corps. And now I'm doing what's called the intake up here at the Christian Life Ranch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And if I could just say to anybody who's out there right now.
Yes.
And you feel like you don't have anything as far as purpose behind your life, God has a purpose in your life. He can take a person who was completely, and when I say I was homeless, I had nothing. I'd lost my license. I was living out on the streets, and it was just a miracle that he had pointed me this direction. And it's just recently I've started understanding the surrender to God.
That
not just the salvation side of God, but he wants us to surrender because he has a purpose for us.
Yes.
And it's I cannot tell you right now that I'm perfect, but I can tell you there's one that knows me that is perfect and loves me just the way I am.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, I'm gonna give you a hand clap because you deserve it. You push through. You push through and look at where you are.
I'm still pushing through.
Hey, we all are. Like, seriously, we all are. And that's the whole basis for this platform, Tom, to let people know we get it and we're here. But we want to help you push through. We want to encourage you, try to help empower you, help you heal and find you again. And when I heard about Teen Challenge and what you guys are doing, I said, oh my God, like, I'm just really blown away. And I'm like, that is amazing. You all are here actually helping folks, you know, get off the street, get clean, love themselves and start healing, get that help. Even if they want to do employment or if they want to do ministry, whatever the path may, you all are helping them. You're helping them, find their purpose, letting them know, yes, you are breathing still. You alive. You live because you have a purpose, you know.
I liken it unto farmer. We're planting seeds that will harvest out one day.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really what we do here.
That is amazing. So just tell a little bit to our audience, what help is there? You know, what type of programs are there to help to get them in?
The Teen Challenge, just to give you a little background, there's 250 here in the United States.
Wow.
Actual centers, men's, women's, adolescents for boys and girls. Nationwide, that's the number again, is 250. Worldwide, globally, it's 950 locations.
Wow.
In 115 nations. So
wow,
it's a huge ministry. Mm-hmm. Arizona right now has 5 centers.
Okay.
We have the 3 men's centers, and we have as far as a center that's very unique for the women,
mm-hmm.
And women with children.
Wow.
So if you have children and you're in that place where you don't know what you're going to do,
mm-hmm.
they have recovered. I don't know the exact number.
Yeah.
They have recovered so many children back to the mothers.
Wow.
And back into the family mm-hmm. to where they're now in a unit.
Good.
And that's called our Home of Hope.
Home of Hope.
And then we have our adolescent girls, which is down there in Tucson.
Wow.
And that's ages 13 to 18. It's mm-hmm. a little bit different program. It's a minimum of 3 months. They go through a lot of the schooling and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer. I believe this, man, if you can catch them when they're kids.
Yeah.
And change them and change their direction and let them get that real desire to serve God.
Yeah.
And to know the Lord as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it just makes a difference in families.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then we have our men's center. We have 2 induction centers, one in Tucson, one down there in Phoenix. And once the guys are done with the Tucson, Phoenix, they move up here to which is called the Christian Life Ranch.
Okay.
You can look out the windows right now. We've got about 25 acres where
wow.
the guys can roam around. There's tracks.
Wow.
We bring them in here. We train them as far as biblical. We train them in as far as we have work calls.
Mm-hmm.
Help guys to be able to help themselves. This camp runs with the students.
Wow.
And the staff. And it's
wow.
just imagine, I always liken it under this, if your pastor had his entire congregation move in with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
It's every day here. And
wow.
it's not about what you were, it's about who God's going to make you.
Right.
And I came in the program, and it was amazing for me because I seen for the first time in my life, true brotherly love.
Wow.
That's really what Teen Challenge is about. Bringing someone into the program,
mm-hmm.
not pointing out all their faults and all the things
right.
they've done wrong, but letting them know that there's something in their heart that yearns to be the man of God that they need to be or the woman
yes.
of God.
Yes. Right.
And that's not just here's the thing. You get your 30-day programs and your 90-day programs.
Okay.
Success rate about 21% at the highest.
Uh-huh.
You have Teen Challenge, which is a 13 to 15 month long program,
mm-hmm.
but we have a success rate documented at 78%.
Wow.
And on top of that, 2 out of every 3 students that come into Teen Challenge
mm-hmm.
go into full-time ministry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an amazing statistic. And we also have a restoration program to once you've graduated, you
mm-hmm.
get out there and you find yourself on slippery ground, we'll bring you right back in here and give you more as far as what you want.
Wow.
The bottom line is to spiritually and mentally and physically
mm-hmm.
just give people a healing.
Right.
By the way.
Right. So, what I want to take this to. You necessarily might not be a believer, correct? Or have to be a believer to get into Teen Challenge?
No, you really don't. That's not a requirement. I mean,
okay.
You don't have to. You don't have to even believe.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to present the word to you. We don't do the work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit does the work. And so it's not my place to tell someone that they need Christ. Because if they can't see Christ in me, who am I to tell them about Christ? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I want to be able to walk it more than I talk.
I hear you.
I'm still working on that one.
Amen. Look, ditto. Look, ditto. Ditto, ditto, and ditto. We all at work in progress, you know? So I just want who hears us, people to know, you all do have that foundation, you know, of God. Yet you're there to help them kick an addiction, to help with healing, to help find a home, to help them focus, you know, on getting better, getting well. Because if they believe it or not, to me, it's a sickness. That's what I call it. And you want to heal. You want to heal. And then you want to heal you. Like you were saying, your inner, you found you, you know, and start working on that piece. Man, this is amazing. How we were talking previous before we came on. I wish I really known about you guys years ago. Just for people that crossed my path. Like I shared with Tom, guys, I had an aunt. She used to use, unfortunately, she passed away. But I mean, just to know that this is here and you're saying it's global, like that's amazing. That is amazing for them to know it's help out here. You have help out here. So please, if you're hearing this, reach out. For my podcast listeners, the website is T as in Tom, C as in cat, A as in apple, Z as in zebra.org. And they have an intake crisis line. Please reach out. Reach out. And the number for the team, for the intake crisis line is 602-708-4133. Have to make sure I say that, Tom, for my podcast listeners, because everyone won't see the live or catch it, you know, on Facebook or YouTube, but they're listening. Team Challenge is here. I'm talking to Tom from Team Challenge of Arizona. But Tom, you're saying you all are in other states.
Can I share one last thing?
Yeah, please.
I just want to speak to those that are out there. We go out there. I don't know if people realize this. There's over 5,000 homeless people here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And there's another 5,000 who are living in shelters.
Yeah.
There's numerous families inside churches that have somebody they know that's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here for any other reason than to love them back to life. That's nice. Actually a program that we have here is Love Them Back to Life.
Wow.
We have wonderful donors and sponsors that, mm-hmm. that will help sponsor. So if you're sitting there and say, I don't have anything, I can't give you anything to do in the program. We've never turned anyone down for the lack of them.
Wow.
And when you get here, you're not going to be met with a lot of people who don't understand you because we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pain is pain, hurt is hurt. And the thing that I want to say is whether you're homeless or whether you're sitting in a room somewhere by yourself or whether you're a member of the church and you're struggling with some kind of addiction, give us a call for nothing more than just to talk.
Yes.
And my heart is, in 2019, I might get a little emotional, I hope not. I lost my brother to fentanyl.
Mm.
And I got that call in September. And I've been talking with him. Here I am in a program working as a staff member. I've had everything at my disposal to give him the help.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't willing to reach out. He would say that he loved the Lord, and I believe he did. Mm-hmm. It was just that fear,
right,
that change,
right,
taking that first step in.
Yes.
That's why I'm here. I'm not here because I'm the perfect staff member. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure sometimes if God's, why God chose me.
Yeah.
But I do know this, he did choose me, and I have a heart for people to get help. That wow. number is not just a number that's being posted up there. Call mm-hmm. us 24/7.
Yes.
And you'll hear my voice, and you'll hear someone who wants to hear what you have to say.
Amen. Amen. And again, I just want to say that number again. It's an intake. It's a crisis line. As he said, you could call it 24/7, 602-708-4133. If you need that help, seriously, please get past your fear. Get past the shame. Reach out. Reach out. They are there. They are there to help you. Welcome with open arms. And no judgment, as he says. No judgment.
No judgment.
None whatsoever. Mm. Reach out. My gosh. Team challenge. That's amazing. Tom, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for telling of your story. Seriously. I pray this help others. I pray they hear this and they reach out. I'm going to always stay in touch. I'm going to find out how I can volunteer, seriously. whatever, I don't know how it works, but I'm going to find out.
You're welcome at any time to come up and visit. Come on up.
Thank you. Thank you. But again, thank you for your time, Tom. Our time is precious, but I wanted to get this out here. I wanted the world to hear about Teen Challenge. I need people to know it's help out here. It's help. It is help out here. And you
we have a pastor here and a director, uh-huh. Rick Casto,
yes,
who's invested. His family grew up in Teen Challenge. His two daughters,
wow,
his wife and himself. He uh-huh. is a graduate of Teen Challenge.
Wow.
He has the heart. There's not one staff member we have here who hasn't been a graduate. All wow. the way from our thrift stores that we have, for every event that we have, Reggie himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're calling people who've been there and
wow.
understand
yes
how it comes from being in the darkness and coming
awesome.
To the light.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you. Seriously, I'm just honored. I am just honored to get this out here. Seriously, and I'm gonna keep pushing. Like I say, I'm gonna figure out a way to volunteer to help, because what you guys are doing, I'm gonna follow you guys. Like, seriously, this is amazing. I'm grateful. I'm grateful you guys are doing the good work you're doing. We need it. The world needs it. The world yeah. needs it. And we want people to find themselves again, get that healing, find your purpose, and live. You know, yeah. God called us to have an abundant life, called us to be at peace and have a sound mind. And that's what you guys are doing, you know. That's what you guys are doing. And I love it. Thank you. So, Tom, thank you again. Thank you. Thank you for your story. And I will be in touch. To my resilience family, thank you guys for tuning in again, for listening. We're here. We talked about Teen Challenge of Arizona. You need help. Please reach out. The number again for intake for the crisis online, 602-708-4133. And
that's a brand new crisis number.
Oh,
so
awesome.
It will be starting tomorrow. So
got
if
it.
You call it, don't give up.
Okay.
That'll be a live number tomorrow.
Awesome. Tomorrow, guys. It'll be a live number tomorrow. So please, if you do have an internet access to get to the library, online, TC as in cat, AZ as in zebra.org. Or just Google Teen Challenge of Arizona or Teen Challenge. Help is out here, guys. Thank you again, Tom, to all that's listening, who's watching. Have a blessed day. Stay healthy, stay safe, and always, always, always be resilient. Be resilient.
Thank you so much.